New data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that Maine's rate of vaccination for kids between 19 and 35 months was the highest in the nation in 2014. According to the new numbers, almost 85% of those Maine toddlers got vaccinated last year. That's an increase of nearly 17% over 2013. The national average is 71.6%. State officials and others are saying the numbers are a reason for celebration, and given Maine's well-known policy of allowing parents to opt their kids out of vaccines on philosophical grounds, some are saying it's something of a surprise. The state's opt-out rate has dropped in the last couple years, but it is still higher than the national average, and the new data would seem to indicate that the tide just may be turning against anti-vaccine sentiment. I asked Dr. Lawrence Losey, a Brunswick pediatrician and member of the state's immunization task force, to fill me in on the details.
Every year, the CDC publishes a survey called the National Immunization Survey, and this year it showed a very distinct improvement in the immunization rates for toddlers in Maine, which was the highest rate of any of the states in District of Columbia, and it's a delight for us to see us back there at the top of the heap.
What does this mean in terms of what Maine parents and children have actually been doing?
Well, I have to inject a bit of skepticism here, Nora, because I'm sure that there's some statistical variation. It's not a complete sample. It's just a random sample of a modest number of children. But I think we can say that it shows that the work that's being done by parents, by public health, by the media, and by the professionals has been working, and more children are getting vaccines on time to protect them from disease.
Now, what do you think specifically is working to make this happen?
I think the biggest thing is a very distinct change in the practice of medicine in the last few years, using these confounded computers in front of us to help us deliver better care. We're tracking kids, identifying who is behind on immunizations, calling them in. We're working to identify at each visit if kids are up to date on their immunizations to make sure that they're getting them.
This news has been received with, at least we can say, a lot of interest. We've talked a little bit about what it means. What doesn't it mean?
It doesn't mean that the job's done. It doesn't mean that every kid is protected. It doesn't mean that vaccines are perfect. But it does mean that we are looking at an improvement in the likelihood of good health for the young kids in our communities.
So what still needs to happen, and what is Maine doing?
The first thing is the job's never done, because each new kid coming into the population needs to be immunized, and so we need to keep up the work, and that the myths and the fear, uncertainty, and doubt about dangers of immunization are effectively countered so that parents are not hesitant to get their kids the vaccines that they should have. Probably the biggest and most glaring hole is our protection against human papillomavirus, the HPV vaccine for teenagers, and we're woefully short on that. And in fact, one expert that I heard talk earlier this year said that with our current immunization rates for HPV, we're dooming 38,000 kids to get cancer.
That's Dr. Lawrence Losey, a Brunswick pediatrician and member of the state's immunization task force.